Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
Welcome to Tech News Briefing. It's Tuesday, April 9th. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. Today's show is all about Tesla. First up, Elon Musk's electric car company appeared all but unstoppable 3 years ago. Now, the picture looks a bit more complicated. WSJ reporter Rebecca Elliott tells us what happened. And then, Tesla has reached a settlement with the family of a driver who died in a 2018 crash. It involved the company's driver assistance technology, Autopilot. The settlement was reached days before opening arguments were expected to begin. We'll hear more about the settlement and its implications from WSJ reporter Ryan Felton. But first, 3 years ago, Tesla was on top of the world. It had months-long waiting lists for its vehicles, it was consistently profitable, and it made other car companies eye electric vehicles as a gamble worth taking. Now, though Tesla still holds a strong grip on the U.S. EV market, the picture around its business is more mixed. Last week, the company announced disappointing first-quarter earnings. It delivered 386,810 vehicles globally in the first 3 months of 2024, down 8.5% from a year earlier. It was the first time deliveries had fallen since 2020. WSJ reporter Rebecca Elliott joins me now with more about the company's trajectory and its future. Rebecca, what's changed for Tesla over the last 3 years?
What hasn't changed? They have expanded their production capacity significantly, got higher interest rates that make it more expensive to finance the purchase of a car. You've got a CEO who, it's fair to say, has become more of a controversial figure in the public square. He, of course, bought Twitter, now X, back in 2022, and has been delving into more controversial, politicized topics, from immigration to race. You also have the broader EV market cooling. So sales are still growing, but not as quickly as they were a few years ago. And all of these factors have combined to make a much more challenging outlook for Tesla over the next couple of years, particularly since the core of the company's lineup is showing its age.
There's also more competition in the EV space. How has that competition impacted Tesla's business?
You see it most acutely in China, which is the world's largest car market, also its most competitive EV market. And so you have companies like BYD that have really kicked it up a notch in recent years. They have figured out how to make EVs very inexpensively and also with quick turnaround times.
Tesla stock is down 34% this year. It's been the worst performer in the S&P 500. How are investors reacting?
There's division among Tesla investors. Many of them are still very optimistic about the company's longer-term prospects. Elon Musk has a track record of taking big bets and delivering on them, even if it's a few years later than planned. However, many acknowledge that the next couple of years are likely to be challenging.
What have Tesla and Musk said about this?
Neither Tesla nor Musk responded to requests for comment. Musk has been focusing more and more in recent weeks on the company's driver assistance system, which is a technology designed to help drivers navigate in cities and on the highway. It's something Tesla's been working on for many years. Musk also on Friday talked about how the company is planning to unveil its robo-taxi product this summer. So really, he's been trying to direct focus toward the company's efforts to develop vehicles that are able to operate autonomously, which Tesla doesn't yet have.
That was our reporter, Rebecca Elliott. Coming up, Tesla has agreed to settle a lawsuit over autopilot's involvement in a fatal crash. But what does that mean for other disputes the company is facing involving the driver assistance technology? That's after the break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In 2018, a man named Walter Wong was in a fatal crash in his Tesla. Some facts are undisputed. He was using the car's driver assistant autopilot feature, and he was distracted in the moments leading up to the crash. Wong's family sued Tesla for wrongful death. Days before attorneys were poised to deliver opening statements, Tesla reached a settlement with the family. More details may come out in the coming days. WSJ reporter Ryan Felton joins us now with more. Ryan, what were the details of the settlement?
As it stands now, the terms aren't immediately known. The main point given from Tesla so far in its court briefs is they made the settlement to end years of litigation was the upshot. The only really thing that came through in the filing so far. Both sides haven't said anything publicly yet beyond that.
So the intention of this case, as I understand it, was to determine who was at fault for the crash that resulted in Walter Wong's death. Was it the driver or was it autopilot? What does it mean that this case is no longer going to trial?
We're not going to have a final answer from a jury is the simplest point. There have been government investigations about this that have ascribed responsibility to certain parties. But with respect to this case, you know, as it stands for now, the terms aren't disclosed, so we don't know yet what Tesla has said, whether they're admitting or denying liability or wrongdoing or that sort of stuff.
What was the case about?
In March of 2018, there was a California man, Walter Wong, who was driving along a California highway in his Tesla Model X. His car essentially moved his steering wheel to the left and slammed into a barrier. The company and Walter's family, his attorneys, they all agree that he was distracted in those moments before impact, but there's just some dispute as to blame. The company says that Walter was playing a video game in the moments leading up to it. The family says that the data can't be conclusive on that. And the family's argument is Tesla's marketing of autopilot, the technology he was using at the time, has created this impression that it was safer and wouldn't essentially drive his car into a barrier. Whereas Tesla says we tell people to stay alert at all times.
What is autopilot exactly? What does it purport to do?
How I like to describe it is it's like a suite of features. So a lot of new cars today come with something called automatic emergency braking, which is what it sounds like. Something jumps in front of your car. Car is like the tech could stop to prevent you from colliding with it. Autopilot, there's a button on your wheel that you can press that engages all these sorts of similar features at once. So like there's adaptive cruise control, which will adjust your speed according to what you set and how the car in front of you is moving. There's automatic lane changes. There's auto steering to keep the car within the road. Tesla does say in its materials, you're supposed to pay attention when using it. There's just been a concern for a very long time among industry folks, regulators, people who study and try to engineer autonomous tech about this sort of complacency that people can feel when you experience the tech.
You mentioned that Tesla's autopilot and a number of driver assistance technologies are coming under scrutiny. Several agencies have been investigating autopilot, including the Justice Department and the Securities and Exchange Commission. What is the thing they're trying to assess?
That whole question of whether the company essentially knew that drivers were apt to misuse it as it was designed is kind of a connecting tissue between all of these sorts of pros and what the company did in response to that. It's complicated to say the least because a lot of other companies that have similar packages for their cars that are like autopilot, General Motors, for example, they have something called Super Cruise, Ford Motor has Blue Cruise. They haven't come under as much scrutiny because there hasn't really been a similar level of advertising and marketing it as to suggest that it could do more than it can in actuality. While at the same time, though, I mean, the difficult thing to kind of unpack is Tesla makes statements about the technology, but also it is warning drivers. So it's just a really thorny, complicated topic.
Tesla is facing other disputes regarding autopilot. What does the outcome of this case mean for them?
Yeah, it's an interesting point that's hanging at the moment because Tesla, beyond just saying in this court brief that it reached a settlement to end years of litigation, it has asked the judge in this case to redact the settlement amount that was reached between both parties. If this settlement amount comes out, there could be some impact, and that's according to Tesla, even in its brief tonight. So if that comes out, the other cases could be affected, but for now, it's just an open-ended question.
That was our reporter, Ryan Felton. And that's it for Tech News Briefing. Today's show was produced by Julie Chang with supervising producer Catherine Millsop. I'm Alex Osola for The Wall Street Journal. We'll be back this afternoon with TNB Tech Minute. Thanks for listening.